Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Another day at the office here. Today is, let's see, let's get back on track here. Today is Sunday, January 25th, 2015. My name is Mark Kennan. I am your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio here. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our producer and trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. We also have Gary Cadd from City Council in here today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Let's get our housekeeping out of the way, and I think we've got Gary here for the first hour, and maybe more if we want to continue the discussion. I have a few things I want to cover. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in to here at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Mind Radio, or Sovereign Minds, I'm sorry. And Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. This Monday, we're going to have a surprise guest, attorney Walt McNeil. And he's the one that brought the suit on behalf of, against the city of Reading on behalf of the ratepayers of REU. And we'll address, and update us on this. And, we'll talk about Rick Bassetti a little bit here. Let's see. We also, I think, Sheriff Bassetti, or Basenko's Bassetti, Sheriff Bassetti. Sheriff Basenko.
Wrong answer. Move to the next door.
Absolutely. He's going to be our guest as well, I believe. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and we highly encourage you to go to Shasta Lantern at ShastaLantern.com. Let's see. The quote of the day is, Robin Hood didn't steal from the rich and give to the poor. He stole from the corrupt government and gave it back to the overtaxed citizenry. Let's see. Where else we got to go? I want to talk a little bit today about the Chris Kyle situation. We've been hearing a lot about that in the news. And, it's just unbelievable, the way Hollywood is it's not really unbelievable. Hollywood is Hollywood.
How they turned over or something? How do you want to put that? You know,
how can you, put a spin on this, that this guy is just a bad guy? I guess none of these people have been to war, would be my guess, or any combat situation, or even whether you volunteer or not. You go there to help your country defend itself, and then once you're in there, you start losing a little bit of control about where you're going and what you're doing. And so,
I don't think they realize what a sniper is. They think that maybe they're just a person that reaches out and, shoots other people. But they're there to protect our men and women.
I guess that really doesn't matter to a lot of people, as long as we get the spin from the left that America's the bad guys and everything. I'm not saying that we should be in the Middle East. I think we need to get out of there, but 9/11, you just can't ignore. You can't ignore all these terrorists, and you can't ignore the fact that they're trying to kill us, and we need to defend ourselves.
It's a situation of You go ahead and go over there and do what you have to do, but don't let me know what it is. I don't really have to worry about it.
As long as it...
And there's a scene that we see on TV quite often about the Muslim lady and the little boy. And the Muslim lady steps out and gives him a grenade, not a grenade, but a rocket launcher or something. And you see that. You know that what's going to be happening.
Right. Yeah, and you know, in the movie it said that he'd never seen evil like this. You know, they're sending kids into battle, and you know, you're forced to kill people that you probably normally wouldn't even ever see on a battlefield,
right?
Because they're going to try to kill you. So, you know, the way I look at it, and this is a quote from Dean Cain, and I thought he said it best. You can couch it any way you want to. Chris Kyle is an American hero. He didn't make the decision to go to war, but he was the best there was at what he did. And he did it to save other American lives. Everything in our military is voluntary, and is volunteer. Every single person who does go out there and volunteers to protect my freedoms and your freedoms and everybody's out there's freedoms, these guys are heroes. It's difficult in war sometimes. Things are ugly.
And that's right. I think
very good. So,
yeah,
well, what will happen is if we start having shootings and killings and bombings within our own neighborhoods, then you see what some of the liberals are going to be saying.
Well, and you know
this
something?
Is what he's trying to stop.
Well, they're trying to stop it, but it's I don't think they're going to stop it at some point because of the open border policy. And, you know, there's more and more evidence that, you know, and I've got some of the evidence here from a news report that, you know, generals conclude that Obama backed al-Qaeda. And, you know, when you start looking at this, you know, I mean, if that's not the definition of treason, and this is coming from WND, and of course, a lot of people say, oh, they're not a real news organization. And this is by Jerome Corsi, who's written a lot of good books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you think about Benghazi, that's coming out, new stuff with Judicial Watch on the Benghazi. You know, there's now documents that are coming out that are saying that, you know, that was covered up. They knew that it was a terrorist attack right from the beginning. And this is, you know, Judicial Watch is not a bunch of slubs. I mean, they're attorneys that have been keeping the, administrations honest since back into Clinton years by getting information and documents and so forth. So, you know, there's a terrorist cover up. And when you put this all together and you look at what Obama's doing the way he soft sells the whole war on terror, won't say jihadist and all of that stuff, you know, it's hard not to come to the conclusion. I've been saying it for years. This guy's he's a Manchurian candidate. The evidence is so overwhelming, it's ridiculous. So,
it's kind of scary. Like we've talked many times before, you know, he's never been vetted properly like anybody else would have been that sits in those shoes, you know.
Evidently, there's a new case going up to the Supreme Court on his eligibility issue once more. You know, and it's funny that just never seems to go away. It couldn't be that he isn't a natural born citizen by the simple fact of the definition being his father was not an American citizen.
Right.
And that's the standard to be. And go look it up. Founding fathers, go to the original documents. That was their whole premise, was that you didn't want to have somebody that had foreign allegiance. So both parents had to be citizens at the time of the birth in order for him to be eligible. And we have glossed over that and looked the other way and ridiculed it, and you can do it every way but Sunday, but you can't circumvent the intent of that, of what the founding fathers said.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're trying to make that clause in the Constitution and nullify it by not addressing it. Thomas, one of the justices, Thomas, said that they weren't going to address it. So,
well, they're hoping that if everybody looks the other way or they don't address it, then it'll go away and everybody will forget about it and move along like we have in the past, you know?
Well, so, it's like the thing of it. Move along, folks. There's nothing to see here.
Exactly.
And we've seen so much of this in the media at this point, of blacking out stories, of not reporting anything, whether it's Benghazi, and you can go on and on, fast and furious, you know, spinning and twisting and turning to where it makes this administration, you know, look like that there's, you know, nothing going on. There's no problem. You look at right now, just in the economy, Europe is literally falling apart. I got a story we're going to go over. It's $43.50 in Swiss francs in Davos, where the World Economic Conference is going on right now, for a hot dog.
Okay. You think there might be a problem? No.
That's coming here, I guarantee you. With that, let's go to a break, and then let's come back and talk to Gary, because I know he's got a limited amount of time. He needs to go to church after we're done here, and so we don't want to hold him over for too long. And so let's talk about, you know, what he's got on the table, REU, and there's some issues there. And with that, let's go to a break.
With that, if you want to call in. And the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'll go find the network, want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Tens of thousands of Californians in the unemployment line. Millions of dollars extorted out of your pocket. All to pay Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband to build a high-speed rail to nowhere. Are you tired of your government lying to you so that they can steal your children's future? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their lies in its tracks. Go to standandfightclubinc.com and get into the fight now.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Shopping local, staying local builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I don't know how much they're going to be dancing, some of them, but you never know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was specifically for some ex-members of the city council that will go unmentioned at this point in the conversation.
For a short period of time.
But you know who you are out there. Yeah, you know, I mean, the SETI was a real problem. In this article on REU, as far as I'm concerned, let's go into REU here, Gary, and let's talk about, you know, this was published.
Where do you start?
I know. Where do you start exactly? I mean, we got an article published in by the Record. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. But with Bassetti blaming the Tea Party that the pilot program, there was a ruling in the Third District Court of Appeals that the annual transfers from the electric Reading Electric Utility to the city's general fund required a two-thirds voter approval unless the city proves the dollar amount covers costs and so on and so forth. It should be put in front of the voters. And amazingly, in this story, Bassetti blames the Tea Party.
Well, we didn't have any faults before.
Playing. Well, it's the same old liberal game, Don't take responsibility, blame everybody. But I didn't even know about this until a couple months ago. And so I don't know how you put those two links together, but go ahead, Gary.
I recall back in, I think it was back in 2011, before I was elected council, Mr. McNeil, the attorney, went before city council and told them that that he was planning on bringing this case, and that if the city wanted to just move away from a lawsuit, that they could put this issue on the next regularly scheduled ballot and have the people vote for it, whether it's voted up or voted down. And the city council unceremoniously told him to go take a flying leap. So they went ahead and filed the case, and now they were getting the answer to the case, and the answer to the case is going to cost the city quite a bit of money. And it's putting the citizens of the city of Reading in a bad light over decisions made by the city council and the city staff. Now, I know since I've been on the council, this issue's come before us in closed session on a number of times, and the vote was always at least two votes no. That was Mr. Jones and myself, because we thought that this should have been taken care of in a different way. And it's going to be really interesting to find out just how much lawyer fees have been spent on this particular issue.
Well, this could be a huge problem for the city, because it's like $32 million that might need to be repaid.
Well, yeah. You see, they're taking roughly over $6 million a year out of REU and put it into the general fund in lieu of property taxes is what this is about. And the amount keeps going up. And it'll depend upon, this case has been going on now for 3 years, I think a little over 3 years. So they could ask for 6 times 3 is $18 million. There's a particular case where it might be more than that, or it could be just a $6 million. So I don't know that it's been figured exactly.
Still a lot of money any way you look at it.
Well, no matter how you cut it, it's a tremendous amount of money, especially when we've got over $300 million in unfunded pensions hearing me talk about.
I seem to recall somebody, I think it was, well, there was a couple of them, Missy MacArthur and Christine Sullivan, basically saying that there's no problem. I mean, I think the quote. Francine Sullivan. There's no problem. I mean, one of the quotes, I think it was MacArthur, said that the only reason that the Tea Party formed was because of the economic downturns. And now that the economy's all better, there's no reason for them to be around. They might as well disband. And, I remember Sullivan saying basically that there's nothing wrong with the economy. There's no chance for the city to go bankrupt. No problem at all. Everything's fine. Maybe not so much now, because you talk about the unfunded liabilities. You talk about this pilot program. Potentially, the city could actually go bankrupt, can't they?
Well, there is that possibility hanging out there. But the thing with it is that the last meeting, the council voted to eliminate the Reading Electric Utility Commission. Mm. Well, this is a great time with the utility looking in the city looking at problems of money coming up, that maybe we really need that commission, because we had 7 members in the commission that have worked diligently to understand the electric business. And look into all aspects of it. And now the council, the majority of the council, decides, well, we really don't need you guys. You guys can go ahead and forget about it.
It's not like they're being paid for this. Oh, they're correct?
No, they don't receive a dime. So, all the work, and they've been going into staff and studying and learning. And keep in mind, when this thing was put together, when I first got on the council and I asked to put this together, the projected by staff amount of money that would be used a year would be $200,000. That amount for 18 months actually worked worked out to $45,000 of, and that's basically staff time. That's not a dime going to the commissioners. So that $45,000 to oversee a $160 million city asset is it's way beyond me as to insane. What they've got.
Well, what was the purpose of the commission? To actually hold people accountable? I mean,
hold people accountable and see what's going on within the
and allow the people
utility.
To know so, on the outside what was going on.
So right now, city council has no account. There's nobody that they answer to on any of this except maybe the courts.
Well, the court's a little bit possibly right. No, the council is the new commission. If this commission goes away, the council will tell. The council will tell them what to do, just as what they've done now by doing away with the commission. But you recall that we had red tags, we had late fees. Remember all that old conversation?
Right.
Well, see, none of that's been brought forward. And one of the bloggers turns around and says, well, Mr. Cadd didn't do what he said he would do. Mr. Cadd's brought it up a number of times in the last 2 years. And the answer is, we've already been there. We don't want to have to go back and revisit that again. Well, that was the reason for the commission. Well, the commission wants to take it up, and staff didn't want to put it on the agenda. So
while they've been doing a bang up job so far with the pilot program, so you know why would they need any oversight from a separate body that might hold them accountable? So interesting. So I guess we have a caller on the line.
I think we do. Peter, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, I'm sitting there having some beautiful blueberry pancakes, which is new to me. My wife's been making them. I hear this guy talking on the radio. I say, God, I like this guy. What he was saying, it was a big bloke, Red.
And then
I hear Gary and Mark. I love you all. Listen, don't forget Carlos Hathcock he was the one that started all this in Vietnam. That he was the first one-shot, one-kill guy.
Yes.
I don't know if you know much about him, but...
Sure.
Him and his mate knocked off 180-plus guys in Vietnam in Cambodia. They dropped them over the Cambodian border and for 4 nights and 4 days. And when they used to bring the troops up from the south, all the fresh Viet Cong to fight the Americans up in North Vietnam, you know, they used to go over there. And he started it all. But listen, I love Chris Kyle and all the movies, and I do believe that our regime in Washington had something to do with that death. But listen, Gary, on the question I want to ask you was on the REU. You know, I took these guys to try to take them to the grand jury back in the year 2000. I got 11 out of 12 votes. There was only 13 people there, and two people voted against me, but I was pretty pissed off about it. But the question I ask you, I found discrepancies of millions of dollars in the paperwork that I had collected over 3 years, and no one would answer the question. So I went to the grand jury, and I had two interviews, and unfortunately it never went any further. But one of the things that came up there that I want to ask Gary is, does the city of Reading pay the REU for all the lights and everything that are on at night in the city, and how much?
You know, Peter, I do not know the answer to that question. It probably would surprise me if they did, but I can't answer it. I'd have to go in and ask and see if each department gets a bill from REU. I'm sorry, I can't. It's not something that I've thought about in the past, but it's a very very interesting question.
But listen, well, in my homework, okay, and back then it was a $5 million figure, okay? So my point that I'm trying to make here is that the REU's paying the city, money in lieu of property taxes or whatever, and then the city is paying the REU back for the lights they run around the city of Reading.
That could well be. I'll have to ask Peter.
The figure that I came up with was staggering, millions.
Well, I would imagine that.
I think there's so much bloody corruption around. You know, I'm very, very disappointed in the way things are going. And, I used to believe in this county and America and everything else, but with all this stuff coming down, I'm so disappointed about so many things. I used to think America was a little more honest. But anyway, hey, God bless you all, and love your show.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Peter.
Thank you.
Interesting question.
Are we going to a break, Bob, whether we like it or not?
We can break whatever you like.
Okay. I kind of want to touch on this thing with Gary here about the council changing the wording of the vote.
Well, actually, the council didn't change. First of all, let me say this. The city clerk's office, I love them. The ladies in the city clerk's office, I mean, they really take care of us, and they do a great job. The city clerk is tasked with keeping the records of what the motions were at the meetings, keeping all public records is what the clerk does. Now, on December 16th, we had an issue on the electric commission and the action that was taken at that time. The city council voted not to eliminate the electric utility commission and direct staff to provide additional information and clarification regarding the roles and responsibilities of the commission. Now, that was the motion that was on December 16th at the meeting. Then for some reason or other, 3 days later, I'll be darned, they came out with a revised action agenda. And now the action agenda for that item reads, the city council voted not to take action to eliminate the electric utility commission and then direct staff to provide. So what we actually did at the meeting, if you go back and listen to the meeting on the video, we voted not to remove the commission, but to ask for direct the staff for additional information and clarification.
Right.
So now they've changed it, and that was the reason why there was an ordinance in the January 20th meeting to eliminate the commission, and that's what they've done. Now, the only way you can stop stuff like this is three votes, and it's obvious that I don't have three votes to stop this. But when we have council members that will go into the clerk's office and change an issue because they wanted to have the issue reflect what was in their mind at the time. If you listen to the December 16th video, I went out of my way to make sure that we were not eliminating the commission, and the clerk, Madam Clerk, agreed with me before we voted on it.
But they're not able to do that. Legally, they're not able to do that to advise or...
So I could just come in and change my mind.
Change the minutes of a meeting without everybody knowing that.
You have to remember something. Back in 2010, the clerk's duties came before the council. And I and several others talked about it. And at that time, the city clerk's office, the city clerk itself, that position is elected, but that position is bifurcated. The elected portion of that position makes $600 a month, the same thing that the city council members make. Then the rest of the money that the clerk makes is under the bifurcation. The bifurcation, the clerk works at the behest of the city manager. City manager can tell the city clerk what to do and what not to do. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't work. The clerk doesn't work at the behest of the citizens, the elected portion of it. You see what I'm saying?
So
we fought back then, and I think the mayor then was Bassetti, and they decided to bifurcate it. It's something that still needs to be changed because staff can tell the city clerk what to do with the information that is derived.
Well, I mean, that just seems shady to me all the way around. I mean,
yeah, there's no other, you know, organizations I belong to or seen that you can do that without everybody that's involved taking a vote or realizing that it's being revised.
So we'll just go in and change things whenever we see fit. Because
and hope nobody catches it or calls us.
Well, even if they do, what can you do about it? Yeah, it
takes three votes.
It's in your face.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's in your face.
Yes.
We're above the law.
The reason I mentioned it, this is wrong, And even though I'm the only vote on the council that would stand up to do something about this, it's wrong, and the people need to know what's going on. It's the same is with the lawsuit, the pilot lawsuit. I mean, somebody needed to look at what's going on to see what the ramifications. I mean, the city's looking now at possibly taking this to the state Supreme Court, and I don't know how much more that's going to cost. So, I mean, we need to really look into it and find out really what's going on.
They should have just took it to the voters to begin with, and yeah. And if they said yay or nay, then that would have been the deciding factor. Now what they've done is they've set the city up for a huge problem, and then they're going to blame the people who are saying you created this huge problem as the purveyors of the problem. You know, I mean, it's a classic liberal crap, you know. Yeah. I mean, in other words, you pointed out me doing wrong, so you're the problem, you know, and that's exactly what they're saying, basically.
Well, you know, and you can leave this issue. Let's leave this issue and let's step forward to another issue we spoke about last Tuesday night was the specific plan they're going to put together for public safety. It's going to take, they're going to hire, spend $90,000 to hire a consultant to come in to put this project together. Now, they're already stating that in the report that they would spend $90,000. Well, it was mentioned Tuesday night that probably is just a starting figure. It's going to cost more than that. And it's probably going to take anywhere from, say, 6, 8, 9, 10 months to put this together. Well, my point when we're talking about it is we need to take money from the city's general fund reserve account, which there is overage money in there that we could use to start doing things now, start working forward now. I mean, the people of the city of Reading have spoken loud and clear that we need to do something now, not 8, 10 months down the road when they put something together. Now, they can go ahead and put their strategic plan together. But let's do something now. Let's get off the dime. Let's start taking care of the people. Let's do something about the crime in the city of Reading.
Yeah, and it's going to get nothing worse, in my opinion, because what's happening in Europe is going to be here.
Well, what's
soon.
It going to be like in 8 or 9 months if they don't start working on it now? The
council members and the staff just said, "Well, Mr. Cad, we can't go there because we can't hire someone, and then we know within a year we're not going to have the money." Well, first of all, I think we're going to have the money outside of a year. Number one, but number two, how many different companies in the private sector they have a problem and they need to deal with it, and they're going to hire somebody knowing full well that person is going to work for 1 year. That right. person is going to. People out there are going to take those jobs for a year and see
right
and
now,
see
yeah.
if they and see if they at the end of the year maybe they're going to get hired on and they'll work for the second year or the third year. I mean, there's people out there right now go to work for a week if they can make a few bucks.
Well, yeah. I saw that headline in the paper the other day. Unemployment in California is now 7%. Really? I mean, does anybody believe any of that?
Oh no, wait
crap?
Though. Wait a minute now. I saw that paragraph too. That paragraph said that the state of California developed 700 new jobs. That was in that same paragraph you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
About.
I saw it.
Remember, it was
yeah.
700.
And those new jobs are where and
complete,
how and what? Yeah.
It's
okay.
complete BS. Anyway, I guess we got to go to a break here, and then we'll come back.
All right. So. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for us, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
First they came for the loggers, and nobody said anything because they weren't a logger. Then they came for the miners, and nobody said anything because they weren't a miner. Now they're here for the truckers, and nobody's saying anything because they're not a trucker. Will there be anybody left when they come for you? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their devastating regulations that destroy Californians' livelihoods. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and get in the fight.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great home-style dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th, for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Not your average petroleum
company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Walt McNeil, who is the attorney that has brought that Pilot suit against the city of Reading. Pilot, payment in lieu of taxes could cost the city of Reading $6 million a year with a payback of over $20 million to the state. Huge impact on our city. Huge impact on our people. What's going to happen and what brought this up? Find out Monday right here. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
We call stone walls to a prison make and iron bars a cage. Any man that says they don't ever been inside. Cause in time the bars get closer and at night the walls grow tighter. Feel like there's a shackle around your mind. Now those guards are on my tail. I can hear those sirens wail. But I know that I'll get away and that I'll be alright. Cause I'd rather live on the run, stand free in the morning sun.
That might be City Council's new theme song. Yeah, I guess there's no ballparks in the future for Mr. Bassetti. I guess that got maybe put on hold, though.
Shucks.
Shucky darns.
That breaks my heart that maybe like some campaign things. But
Yeah, I could say a few choice words about Mr. Bassetti. But I guess if you're a professional ball player, you're just golden. It doesn't matter what you do. Maybe not. I'm not trying to infer anything. We were just talking about the unemployment in the paper.
Are you going to accuse him of taking steroids now? Or?
Hey, you know what the heck?
You know, if that's all he did, it wouldn't be bad. That's all the other crap that goes
think,
with it.
I don't think he was using a completely inflated ball.
Oh, boy. Boy, I believe that one alone.
Well, you know, if I could take us off on a different track here, but the other night, I guess it was Thursday night, I was watching the Golden State Warriors play, and I saw one heck of a display by Klay Thompson. That young man was on fire. He scored 52 points in 32 minutes.
Wow.
And he scored 37 of those points in the third quarter, and nine of them were nine straight three-pointers.
Wow.
I mean, he was on. All they did was they bring the ball in and head down the court and they'd give it to Klay. And
give it to Klay.
He bumped that baby
almost
in.
Almost sounds reminiscent of I want to say not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but Wilt Chamberlain. Where he scored 100 points in one game.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever scored 37 points in a quarter in NBA history before.
Yeah, never.
Wilt never did it. Jordan never did it. Kobe never did it. Yeah. That was just unreal.
I guess he was hot that night.
And I was sitting right there and just rooting, and I yelled at my wife, come here and watch this. We're seeing history being made.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I said, he only has to hit a few more points, and he's going to break it. And sure enough, he did.
That's
and it
nice.
Was fun.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Well, I want to talk about the 7% unemployment because – it's funny, you know, because they were printed in the paper that the state of California created 700 new jobs, and that brought the unemployment rate in California down to 7%. Well, we know personally of a company that just left California that took 900 jobs with them.
We were talking, that's Common Core math.
Common
there,
Core
folks.
Math, that's right.
I don't care how you slice the pie, that's Common Core.
900 minus 700 equals 200 minus.
Goes to 7%.
It's funny math, Mark. We don't even need to go there because you'll just bother your mind trying to figure out what's going on.
It boggles the mind.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. You know, I'm looking at this editorial this morning from the Record Fleshlight. Excuse me. And it's just amazing that they're going to blame everybody but the people who put us in the situation. You know, it's like the city needs to get a special election as soon as possible and ask voters to approve its transfers, which they should have done in the first place.
We wouldn't have spent all that employee or all that attorney fees money.
Yeah, and all this going to the general fund. The city's general fund primarily pays for basic services, police and fire and all. Hey, that's all great. That's where it's been going. And of course, none of the city council management or the manager or anybody got raises this last year either, did they?
No. No, and the attorney's not going to make more money.
I think they did, actually, now that I'm thinking about
here
it.
Here shortly after he retires than he did when he was working.
Well, if the city attorney gets the same deal that a former city manager got, he will be making more money than he's making today. Once he goes into retirement, and especially once the COLA, the cost of living raises come in, you won't believe. We're not going to go into it right now, but I mean, some of these pension things are just completely out. Now, having said that,
get the pipe organs up.
Having said that, I'm not talking about the rank and file people within the city of Reading, although some of their pensions are pretty nice.
Well, there's a lot of people that are just working hard. Yeah, you know.
But the pensions that are in the $100,000 a year range and the $200,000 a year range, I don't know if folks realize it, how much what kind of a fund you'd have to put together to be able to pay that off into the future.
There seems to be a pattern developing, doesn't there?
Mark, you could say such a thing? You're right.
Only for certain ones, though.
Yes, we might have to do some investigative reporting. I think that's what we're doing right now. Why don't we ever hear about this from any place else? Why isn't this ever in the paper? Why isn't, whatever happened to the record searchlight? Excuse me.
Well, I think the record searchlight, Jenny's going to be putting an article together that, I mean, she and I have spoke just in generically about it, and she wants to talk to me again about the unfunded pensions. So I have a feeling, and hopefully it's going to be a hard hitting article that she's going to
better wear your well, you better yeah. wear your Kevlar or your yeah. bulletproof vest.
Well, you know that
historically,
I think that the newspaper is starting to realize that there's something here and you can't cover it up.
I thought they were supposed to report the news, not realize that there's something here you can't cover up. Just saying.
And report it the way it's supposed to be, the way it's said, not the way that they want it to be.
I thought they were supposed to be the watchdogs of government, not the lapdogs of government.
Well, the thing, Mark, the thing is going to have to happen is the people out on the streets, the people out there working, keep their families going, raise their children, they're going to have to start, if nothing else, but start listening to what's going on with the city. At the moment, there's things going on over at 777 Cypress. That the people of the city of Reading would be really upset about if they took the time to listen and find out what's going on. And it's getting to the point now that they're going to have to, because now they're going to come back and start wanting more money. Because there's going to be a sales tax go back on a special election, which
yeah.
special elections would be, I don't know, $80,000,
$100,000. The well's starting to run dry.
Right. Well, and with this specific plan with the with the city that they want to put together, they'll be in the Chamber of Commerce is working on a tax increase, which we may need. I mean, I'm open to listen to everything, but the thing with it is, the sales tax issue we had, which was measure what F on the most previous election, was it took 2/3 to pass, and we didn't get to the 2/3, but if you want to have one that's going to pass by 50% plus one vote, then that money can be put into the city's general fund, and the city council can spend that money any way they want to spend it. There's nothing that they have to tie it into a certain subject. That's what the 2/3 vote is about.
Well, and then we'll get raises for grog for the men and raises for everybody. And my only question is, if it's 777 Cypress, what if it was a block off? Would it be 666 Cypress? Or would it be in the river?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's getting to the point that we're talking real money.
Yeah.
Real money. And we are talking the B word. I mean, there is a possibility. I'm not saying that City Reading is going into bankruptcy. That is not what Gary Catt's saying. But what Gary Catt is saying is there is a possibility that could happen.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying as soon as the stock market collapses because it's so overvalued, it's going straight up while the economy is going straight down. There's a worldwide depression going on soon to be here. And guess what? It will collapse. And when it does collapse, the CalPERS, who just happens to be invested in European sovereign debt, will get a haircut on the bonds and the mortgage-backed securities and the stock market. That 80% of CalPERS is in the stock market through derivatives and those things. Guess what's going to happen to the unfunded liabilities?
And keep in mind, when the unfunded liabilities go up, guess who gets to pick it up? It's called we the people.
Oh, I thought it was Rick Pacetti.
No, it's we the people.
Crap!
I thought it was Rick DuVernay, but what do I know?
To come back to we the people.
Oh, yeah, that'd be...
Comes back to the city of Reading. We'll have to pick that up. Well, we actually... I mean, come on, folks. Let's really get right down to it. The people that run the city of Reading, the corporate city of Reading, are not we the people. You and I own the city of Reading.
Right.
The corporate city of Reading over on 777 Cypress are the ones that we put into place to run the city.
So it's we the people and them the chumps. No, I'm sorry I had to say that.
I think with that we need to go to a break, and then when we get back from the break, I believe we have a caller on the line.
I think this is all Bush's fault anyway.
Well, there you have it. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
never went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're a bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Hi, I used to deliver groceries to your local store, but now I have clean air. I used to have a job, but now I have clean air. I used to have a home, but now I have clean air. I used to have a family and a bank account, but now I have clean air. All thanks to the California Air Resources Board. I don't have to worry about any of those things, and I have all the clean air I can breathe. Thanks, CARB. If this sounds as ridiculous to you as it does to us, join the Stand and Fight Club at standandfightclubinc.com and get in the fight now.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Wind River Resort and Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come down and be a part of the big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 1st, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Game at 3 p.m., best food yet, drink specials, party favors, prizes, kickoff for cash drawings, and tailgate fun. Watch the big game on 5 large screen TVs and 2 super-sized TV screens. $20 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Resort Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action into one package. We also offer our guests a free SingRite courtesy shuttle home. Stay in our luxurious hotel. Reserve your room now at 1-800-280-UWIN for your greatest gaming experience ever at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working.
Custom kitchens, yeah.
We got
refrigerators.
Can I get it in the mailbox with my free check and my free phone?
I want my Obama phone, and I want it now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go check
free
the mailbox.
Free college, free everything. No problem. State's payroll jumps by 7% because we are out of the recession officially and into what? Global depression?
Well, it's got to be true. It's from Associated Press.
Well, you stop and, Mark, you and I have talked about hyperinflation, and America hasn't seen it. The world, countries all around the world have seen hyperinflation. But if you talk to my wife and she goes to the grocery store, starts buying things, she comes back and she says, "Honey," she says, "strawberries used to cost $6 a carton. Now they're costing $8, $9 a carton." This is hyperinflation.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning, the start of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this thing. This thing is from CNBC. $43.50 hot dogs and $55 for a chicken Caesar salad in Davos, Switzerland. And, you know, that's actually $55, you know, American dollars on the 4350. That's coming here. We're not this pie in the sky dribble crap of we're coming out of the recession. Look around you out there. Can you, I mean, you know, the only ones that aren't feeling are the ones that are making bank. Oh, I guess we got to go. We got to get Charles back on here. Hold on, Charles. Don't go away.
They're going to cut us off at the top of the hour
top
here.
Top of the hour. I got excited.
So we'll catch you on the other side.
I'll be seeing you guys later.
All right. Thanks, Gary. We appreciate
it. You have a great day.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A major snowstorm is brewing in the Midwest, but it's not going to be a problem there. It's going to be a problem in the Northeast, forecasters say. The snow is expected to start late tonight with the potential for blizzard-like conditions and a foot or more of snow across most parts of the region up into New England. The storm comes on the heels of weekend winter weather that brought rain, several inches of snow, and messy slush. But forecasters say that was a mere warm-up for what is coming next. They're warning everybody to be careful and be ready. President Obama has begun a three-day visit to India today.
The United States and India have declared a new declaration of friendship that elevates and formalizes our partnership. And not only is it grounded in the values we share, but it commits us to more regular meetings at the leaders' level and sets up frequent consultations across our government.
Mr. Obama speaking at a joint press conference with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He becomes the first U.S. president to visit India on the occasion of the celebration of their adoption of their constitution. That's happening today. The president's nominee for attorney general is to appear before a key committee this week for her confirmation hearing.
Loretta Lynch will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday and Thursday. Lynch, who is presently the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, was nominated in November to succeed outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder. A report released by Justice Department evaluators gives Lynch mostly high ratings as a hands-on manager. The Justice Department report also found no significant morale problems within the office, and it called her exceptionally well-qualified for her current job. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Officials say the strong current in the Java Sea is playing havoc with attempts to lift the fuselage of the crashed Air Asia jetliner. A second attempt today failed when a rope broke. This is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-4013. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-4013. That's 1-800-859-4013. Call 1-800-859-4013.
In fierce fighting today, Nigerian troops are clashing with Islamic extremists who attacked Maiduguri, the biggest city in the northeastern part of the country. Dozens of combatants have been killed and wounded. Troops have blocked roads leading into the city, and that's preventing civilians from escaping. The attacks come the same time as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital, and about 1,000 miles south of the trouble. Aides say Mr. Kerry is concerned about possible violence around Nigeria's February 14th elections, and we'll meet with the main contenders. Rebels occupying Yemen's capital dispersed a large group of demonstrators today, protesting against them. They fired automatic rifles into the air, broke up journalist cameras, and scuffled with the crowd. The march comes a day after an even bigger rally in several places in the country that involved tens of thousands of people. They all oppose the rebels, known as Houthis, amid a power vacuum in a country that's home to what Washington describes as al-Qaeda's most dangerous offshoot. This is SRN News. Will Volvo set up shop in the U.S.? SRN's Val Dior considers.
Volvo is reportedly ramping up efforts to build a new auto manufacturing plant in the southern United States. According to the Financial Times, the Sweden-based car company hopes a plant here will help boost the company's lagging U.S. sales. Volvo is said to be visiting with legislators in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Kentucky to discuss possible incentives. Val Dior, SRN News.
Today is Sunday, January the 25th, the 25th day of 2015. There are 340 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in Chamonix, France. In 1945, the World War II Battle of the Bulge ended as German forces were pushed back to their original positions. And on this date in 1961, President Kennedy held the first presidential news conference to be carried live on radio and television. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty
and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am.
Good morning once again. It's the second half of Sovereign Mind Radio.
Yes, it is. Here we go.
Captain Sovereign Mind Radio and the Radio Rangers. Yeah, I know. I mean, there's so much going on right now, and there's so many lies and distortions out there. You know, no wonder, you know, people have different sets of beliefs, because you can't – how can you rely on anything as far as the mainstream media for any of this stuff? With that, we have a caller on the line. Let's talk to Charles out there. Are you out there, Charles?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry about that.
All the money that they hope to raise with this new tax is going to be eclipsed probably for at least the first, you know, five or six, you know, conservatively, you know, years, because of the combined effect of the pilot judgment and CalPERS and going to the record searchlight editorial this morning. Saying, oh, well, we need to finally get around to approving the pilot. Well, if the pilot is approved in a special election right now, that's not going to do a thing for all the monies that have been transferred hitherto.
Yeah, there's
that
a little $32 billion.
Paid.
Yeah, there's a little $32 million problem that's kind of being overlooked there. Yeah, I guess maybe they want to make it retroactive that they don't have to pay or something. That's how they do it. That's how they do it at City Hall. Not so much in the courts and the legal system, because actually you're supposed to be obeying the law in the courts and the legal system, because at least the precept of obeying the law. Or, you know, on the other side of the coin, we just elect narcissists and they do whatever they want. And
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we got that going.
You can even take it a step further. You can elect professional athlete narcissists too, and they they're good.
Well, he seems to think that the Tea Party must have worked some sort of magic or something, because the Tea Party organization as such, I don't recall them being actually involved in any part of the pilot litigation. So for the Tea Party organization to have any impact on the pilot judgment, there would have to be some sort of witchcraft involved. And so I guess Rick Bassetti is accusing the Tea Party of witchcraft. And
it does not matter. Kill Moose and Squirrel.
Well, if Petty Bassetti keeps going, you know, that's his new name, Petty Bassetti. if he keeps going on, I mean, the person who's going to need an exorcism might be him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know.
Rosemary's Baby.
Oh boy. Listen, we got to move on, Charles. So we appreciate your
call.
All
those people out there who just a few months ago were saying the rule of law doesn't matter, the end justifies the means,
How's that working for you?
The rule of law does matter, doesn't it?
Yes.
Rule of law does not matter as long as I rule and I am the law.
We can work magic. After all, Rick Bassetti believes that we could wave a magic wand. And
When you're worshipped all your life as a professional ball player and you sign autographs, you start to get the impression that you're loved by everyone and you can do no wrong and the law doesn't matter because...
Some people have dual personalities, Harry Potter, there's a couple other ones.
Harry Potter.
Now the rest of the bump rotation for the whole rest of the show is going to be magic themed because of Rick Bassetti made
there you
the
go.
Charge of witchcraft.
Salem. He's the magic man. He's got the magic hands. Anyway, we got to go, Charles.
Right.
We got a lot to cover yet
in this next hour. But thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Charles. We appreciate it. Okay, let's go ahead and run that Gerald Celente video, and then we'll go to a break. And we still got a little. What?
He's working on it.
Okay, never mind.
He's getting there.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. I have one right now. Here's have you got it? Okay, go ahead and run it, Bob, and then we'll come back with Al Gore wants to spend $90 trillion to ban cars from every major city in the world from the Daily Caller, I think it is.
Oh, nice.
The introduction of quantitative easing by the European Central Bank has raised doubts about the effectiveness of the move. To discuss the measure, I'm joined by the publisher of Trends Journal, Gerald Celente. Thank you very much for joining us again here on RT International. So how does quantitative easing, or QE, work, and why is the ECB willing to take this step to implement it in Europe?
Let's look at the facts. In the United States, when they dumped in the government $7 trillion to prop up some $30 trillion worth of assets, look what happened to the equity markets. They went from 8,000 to 18,000. Take a look what happened over there in Japan with Abenomics, Japanese word for quantitative easing. Equity markets went up 57%. Look at today's news. Look how the markets all went up. And you're seeing the European markets now going up at what? Their 7-year highs. All this is doing, it is enriching the equity markets. The proof is there. All you have to do is look at the facts, and here's the facts in the States. Median household income is below 1999 levels. Wages are stagnant since 2000. The jobs that they created are low-paying jobs. The last numbers that just came out in December, we saw retail sales way down, and we saw earnings down. The only thing that this is helping are the speculators. This isn't a central bank. It's a massive fraud. And it's one of our top trends, by the way, of 2015. This isn't capitalism. It's bankism. It's a takeover. Four words killed capitalism. Too big to fail.
Now, do you think, though, it may have any effect on the long-running financial troubles in Europe?
Absolutely not. Just as it has it helped in Japan? Look what happened after their first round of Abenomics. Their third quarter GDP came in down 7.2%. And this whole lie, and here's the facts, this is what they're saying from Bloomberg today. Draghi commits to trillion euro QE in deflation fight. And here's why deflation is bad, according to the other charlatans out there, the other fraudsters that'll say anything to make sense of nothing. This is from Financial Times. As consumers expect goods to become cheaper in the future, they postpone purchases, worsening the slump. That's why they say deflation is bad. How about growing up? How about the depression in Spain? How about the one in Greece? How about record high unemployment in Italy? How about what's going on in France? How about Portugal and Ireland? How about people don't have money in their pocket and they can't buy anything? And this whole 2% peg rate of inflation, that's another phony lie. Because when the euro came online, that 2% number was not to increase inflation beyond that point. Had nothing to do with deflation, because there is absolutely no proof that more inflation brings growth. And this is not deflation. Could anybody say depression?
There are several rounds of quantitative easing across the Atlantic in the U.S. You said it had some impact on the equity markets. Did it have any other positive effect, according to you?
Again, look at the facts. The only thing that's pumping these markets up, and they're doing it now all over the world, all the banksters, they're lowering interest rates to record lows. And what they're doing by doing that is they're devaluing their currencies, and it's a tax on the people. Once upon a time, when I was a young man, they used to have a thing called savings accounts. You put your money in the bank, and you got more back for it than inflation. All these low interest rates are doing, and this quantitative easing, this is a fact. You look at what the stock markets are going up in the States, over half of it is from companies, big companies, borrowing cheaply, buying back their stock, and merger and acquisition activity because of the record low interest rates. Then you look at the facts. The jobs that have been created in the United States stink. If you want to be a waitress, bartender, or an aide making, you know, taking home $62.50 a week, you got a job. And the other fact of this is it is not spreading, because the only thing that's propping up the markets, the housing markets, are the record low interest rates. They have not raised interest rates, you ready, in the United States since 2006, and now they're talking about 2016. The people in Davos love it. That 1% that owns 99%, according to Oxfam.
Speaking of Davos, there's a lot of criticism over the fact that the richest 1% decide for everybody else. There's all of them, a lot of them in Switzerland right now. What do you think? Is it just kind of going to be status quo?
Of course it is. You read the quotes coming out of Davos. Yeah. One could argue that this type of approach Draghi is using should have been applied much earlier, which would have gotten Europe on a similar platform as the U.S., said Stephen Schwarzman, chairman of the Blackstone Group. That's all talk. They could care less. Again, look at the facts. The facts are the equity markets have gone up because of all of the cheap dough. Record low interest rates. Here, I got a deal for you. You're a big bank. I'll loan you money at 0.25%, and you can loan it out back at anything that you want. That's what's going on. It's bankism, not capitalism.
All right. Thanks for your time. Good to talk to you, Gerald Celente.
Thank you, Matt.
Very good. And I guess that's why it's $43.50 for a hot dog in Davos, because they're printing money. It's all free money to them. They don't care what it costs. They just go down to the basement, put on the green eye shade, and start cranking out the old air bucks, as we call them, and everybody else gets to suffer. But I don't know. Last time I went to buy a hot dog and it was going to cost me $43, I kind of thought about it twice. I was thinking maybe I'll just...
But what's on the horizon is we're not going to have a choice here pretty soon with the food prices.
I'm thinking maybe I'll go shoot a squirrel or something and I'll have a squirrel dog. or a gopher dog. Or a dog dog.
Not going to happen.
I'm just saying. That could be the problem, is that they're just keep cranking out the money and the people are in denial that you can't just keep cranking out the money and expect this economy to turn around. There has to be a reckoning. The reckoning is the deflationary cycle, like the Great Depression. It had to collapse before you could rebuild. You can't just keep inflating the balloon.
Right.
Or the football.
Well, there is that. And then we're back to narcissistic athletes. You know,
or overinflating the football.
Whether they're in the Super Bowl or on the city council doesn't really matter. Their balls are
But
deflating.
People don't realize a reset includes everybody, not just a few countries. The reset includes everybody.
Well, speaking of deflationary ball, I mean...
Professor Belichick gave us an example of deflation.
Deflationary. Boy. Maybe we should go to a break. What do you think, Bob?
Maybe we should.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR.
I like this one. Crank it up, Bob.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now,
a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-lead, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da da toot da da toot toot. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Tens of thousands of Californians in the unemployment line. Millions of dollars extorted out of your pocket. All to pay Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband to build a high-speed rail to nowhere. Are you tired of your government lying to you so that they can steal your children's future? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their lies in its tracks. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and get into the fight now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear.
It's hot, hot tub. Ooh, wow, nothing else.
I feel nice.
I feel good.
Sugar response.
Wow.
So nice, so nice.
Getting some strange looks here in the.
I wonder why.
Wow.
Okay, I'll stop.
This is either the second hour of Sovereign Minds or the third hour of Saturday Night Live.
That's right. The old Eddie Murphy bit.
Sitting in a hot tub. No, no, no. Hot. Ooh, hot. Hot. It's hot. Ooh. Hot. It's hot. Ooh. No, no, no.
All righty, then.
Oh, boy.
Take his coffee away.
Give me more coffee. I like
remove coffee. The donuts from the studio.
Yeah, coffee and donuts. Ooh, thank you, Frank. Now I'm all hopped up.
He's plying us with donuts again.
That's right.
Gotta love him. He takes good care of us.
I need my donut.
So where is he featured, by the way? Was it in the KIXE?
Yeah.
Something or other?
It's a KIXE newsletter that comes out. And they did an article on Mr. Rose, and
wow.
It's really good.
Nice.
Thank you, dear volunteer.
Frank's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. He Comes is by. All over
every,
the place.
Every Sunday, he brings us donuts here, whether we want them or not.
I don't care where I go. He's everywhere.
My grandchildren love him.
It's going to be the last time for quite a while.
Well, that's okay.
Because I start next Friday, they put a tube in my chest.
Frank is telling us he's going to have to be away for a little while for medical reasons.
Yep.
But
yep.
And then they'll start putting me on the chemo.
Well,
we will miss you dearly on Sunday, but our thoughts and prayers will be with you.
Yeah, everybody say a prayer out there for Mr. Frank Rose. He's a great guy. So with that, let's talk about somebody who's not a great guy. Let's talk about Al Gore. He wants to spend. This comes from the Daily Caller. You can go to thedailycaller.com. And Al Gore wants to spend $90 trillion to ban cars from every major city in the world. Now, let's see. We're extremists because we believe in limited government.
But get rid of all the cars is an extremist.
Fiscal responsibility and follow the Constitution as set out by our founders so that we would have a prosperous, free society. And Al Gore, who wants to spend $90 trillion to ban cars from every major city in the world...
Is an extremist at all? That's not going
over. Is normal mainstream. This guy's like Dracula. I mean, come on. I mean, remember when he's combing his hair back with the grease? You know, he goes up to the microphone for a global warming thing, and you're waiting for the guy to say, "Don't be afraid. It's global warming." Yes. Blah, blah.
Just look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes. That's exactly right. Now he's in look into my eyes because we don't want anybody to have cars. And he's doing this in conjunction with Calderon, the ex-premier. What do they call him in Mexico? Premier, czar,
El
king.
El Presidente.
El Presidente, the ex-El Presidente. And basically, they want nobody to have cars in these major cities except them.
I was going to say, and where does Al Gore live?
We need to spend it on more friendly things for climate stuff, you know. And, they presented a report from the Global Commission on the Economy and Climate. There's so many. I get so tired of these letters. This is the GCEC. Anybody? The GEEC and the VIPs and on the QT. It's like, you know.
So ridiculous.
Who is this man? Anyway, he argues that fighting global warming. Remember our president? The biggest issue. No, that wasn't our president. I can't do our president because I'm not sure.
Be easy.
Sorry.
Go lightly here. We have to be.
excuse me. Global warming is the most important thing ever now with the State of the Union. So,
So, I believe he said it was our biggest threat.
So is their biggest threat. So is he in Gore's camp that he wants to eliminate all the cars? You know, I mean, just saying.
Yeah, that's a big threat. Don't worry about those, you know.
And this is actually real. These guys are pushing this. Calderon and Gore are presenting this report from the GCEC, the Global Commission on Economy and Climate. Of course, they really know economy and climates very well. I mean, what is Al Gore, the weatherman, and Milton Friedman now? These guys are clueless.
But he's been beating this drum for how many years, and we know that he's full of...
There couldn't be an underlying agenda.
Yeah.
There couldn't be an underlying agenda here for anybody, is there? Like maybe a takeover of our economy and our climate?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Al Gore was on this how many years ago?
Yeah.
With warming and the climate change and all this, and it was a big
BS. They argue that fighting global warming will require making cities more compact and wholly reliant on public transit. This is the only way to make sure urban areas don't contribute to global warming, the two politicians argued. Calderon and Gore argued that $90 trillion is going to be spent in any ways in the coming decades upgrading cities around the world. They argue it should be spent on making cities more climate friendly. the mistake we made in Mexico was to let cities develop however they wanted. And it's a mess. No, I don't think that was the only mistake you made in Mexico, Calderon. I think the bigger mistake was that you let the Mexican cartel start running all of the governmental
and
agencies.
Then you guys and did Fast and Furious. Oh, no.
Killing school children and murdering 143 of them, that's not a problem. But the streets are laid out incorrectly. And then, you know, I mean, that's a real issue. But more compact, better connected cities with strong mass transit systems will help policymakers tackle these pressing challenges, such as, you know, cities are more productive, socially inclusive, resilient, cleaner, quieter.
Well, California will have a good
safer.
Time. What about their train to nowhere? That'll work really good with that in conjunction with train to nowhere.
Is the 90 trillion going to help get rid of the Mexican drug cartels that are running everything? Maybe. Calderon and Gore made their presentation in the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. That was like Davos, you know.
Yeah, I wonder how many hot dogs they ate.
Yeah, $43 a hot dog. They had to leave early.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they need the $90 trillion to buy hot dogs.
That's probably it.
Okay.
And because they're getting
Caesar
on the train
salads,
to nowhere.
Just saying.
In Southern California when they get back.
So you know, Gore also used the conference to announce a massive concert to raise awareness about global warming. He and pop star Pharrell Williams are calling it Live Earth. It will be staged in 6 cities across the globe, not exactly a small carbon footprint. The concert is supposed to build up support for an international climate treaty. Oh, that couldn't be what it's all about, is an international climate treaty where the UN takes control of all of our resources.
Once again, the UN does us wonders, right?
Just like a – oh, we got to key up the organ music,
yeah.
Bob, because this could be related to Agenda 21. Boy, you can't make this crap up. I mean, do you seriously think that these people have our best interest in mind out there, especially when they announce all this stuff and then they just kind of want to make sure that they don't have to follow it either because they want everybody else to be, you know, a subject to this stuff, but them. Yeah, you know, I mean... you know, just saying. So, you know, unbelievable. There was such a big influx of air traffic in this Swiss, this was reported by Newsweek, that the Swiss military had to open an airbase for private jets to land. As last year's meeting in Davos, some 200 helicopters were used to bring in the conference goers. That's got to be good for air quality. I guess.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't count. Helicopters don't make global warming. You didn't know that?
I'm sorry. I guess
I missed that memo.
All this other stuff is trivial. I mean, yeah. The fact that we've got riots all over the globe, bank runs, you know, people are worldwide depression soon to be here.
People aren't eating. They don't have a job, you know.
But, you know, I'm really worried about getting a sunburn, somebody said. You know, I think that was Mike Huckabee, although I don't agree with Mike Huckabee much. But it's like, really, couldn't be some, trumped up thing. You know, okay, I get it. We want a clean planet. We want to have, clean water, all of that stuff. So let's hand over all of our rights to the UN, a world governing body that, you know, that can outvote all of our rights and our sovereignty and, you know, be controlled by Middle Eastern guys like, Iranians and the Saudis and whoever knows, China. I'm sure they all have our best interests in mind as American free citizens so that, you know.
Yeah, just like what's happening over in London. They're real free over there. They're not being controlled by any of those people and no terrorist things going on over there at all.
I guess the world imploding economically is not nearly as important as the global warming thing. We'll turn into the sun and, you know, I guess it won't really matter at that point anyway.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't know, but I'm thinking I'm going to be prepared or as much as I can doing different things.
I think we should go to a break, take a deep breath, and come back.
And we're not going to start singing, are we?
No, we're going to let Harry Belafonte do that with our next bumper song.
Okay. If you want to call in, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me want go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me want go home.
First they came for the loggers, and nobody said anything because they weren't a logger. Then they came for the miners, and nobody said anything because they weren't a miner. Now they're here for the truckers, and nobody's saying anything because they're not a trucker. Will there be anybody left when they come for you? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their devastating regulations that destroy Californians' livelihoods. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and get in the fight.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Attention all brides-to-be! If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th, for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please. We'll be right back.
king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm human beat. I'm the craze of my neck is straight. When I start to dance, everything goes chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. The senoritas dance, sing, and they swing with their ombrero. It's very nice. So full of fine. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring that had a kettle. Singing a song all the day long. Now, if you like the beat, take a lesson from human feet. And that teaches you chick, chicky, boom.
Chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
All right. We got the Cuban Pete, man, in the White House.
Okay.
Yeah, hey. Normalized relationship with Cuba. Hey, I think that's not a bad thing. The global warming thing, no problem. Now we can teach our kids through.
Yeah, there's a thing that Disney's teaming up with them through Frozen, like movies Frozen and stuff, to teach them about global warming.
Well, sure. Why not? You know? I mean, everything's dying. It doesn't matter if we're starving as long as the globe is, you know.
But it's kind of scary because they probably have already been doing that with some of the stuff, and we just didn't realize that they were teaching our children.
These guys would never try to brainwash us with crap, would they? They tell the truth constantly. You know. Our leaders are impeccable. They never lie.
Right. So now you can't even take the kids to the Saturday matinee and enjoy the movie because
I know. It seems far-fetched, and I know everybody's, nobody's really starving yet. Okay, wait a little while.
Who was that that said that, you know, they came for the farmer, and I wasn't a farmer. They came, you know the story. Whoever.
You know, the problem is what you have to understand is here that there's a real problem in the economy that's not being addressed. You know, I'm looking at an article here from Wall Street on Parade, A Citizen's Guide to Wall Street, and it says 7 central banks take anti-deflationary action in the past week. This is January 22nd, 2015. And the story about the global warming with Al Gore, that wasn't satire. That's real. Go look it up, the Daily Caller. I mean, that's real. It's documented. They did this in Davos, Switzerland this last week. This is not a joke, you know. 7 central banks take anti-deflationary actions this week. The big story this week has not been the coming out of the widely covered World Economic Forum in Davos or the much anticipated bond buying program in UAE. The big story is the sheer number of central banks moving into panic mode in the span of a week. You remember 2008, you know, there was kind of like a financial crisis with the banks. And they never really fixed anything structurally. And, you know, back then, what was the debt? 7 trillion. Now we're at 18. And, you know, they've just expanded this bubble that's going to pop soon. And guess what? Everybody's going to take a haircut. The economy's going to tank. It's going to be a Great Depression. And I've been saying this for how long? You know, and the dream weavers, the rainbow lollipop balloon heads.
I'm not sure if that's a word.
Baloney heads. Maybe it's baloney heads. I was going to say something else, but I caught myself because Bob's hand was hovering over the red button. But these guys are so full of BS, it's incredible.
I couldn't make up my mind about that word.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to come up with some stuff in another language that, you know.
Be careful. Where you go.
So Todd, our listener in Plumas County who checked in earlier on the state of Jefferson, is back with more this morning.
Oh, very good. Good morning, Todd. How you doing today?
Good morning. Todd?
You there, Todd?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, he's on this line.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Todd. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I hear you got onto the global warming and climate change issue, and so I thought I would call in because, I wrote this paper all concerning this issue. If California is in Sacramento, they truly believe that global warming is happening and climate change, and it's causing these severe weather events, whether it's storms or drought like we're in,
right?
Then how come over the last 20 years have they not spent any money to store water?
Yeah, good
They've
question.
Spent billions of dollars on the Clean Water Act here in California, whether Proposition 50 or 84, but yet not one drop of new storage. But yet they believe in climate change, and they know if they believe that, then they know that this drought is coming.
Well, it's the pattern of behavior indicates exactly the opposite, that they don't really believe this. It's a takeover, whether it's, you know, Al Gore want to spend $90 trillion. Of course, there's going to be no graph there. You know, to get rid of everybody's cars, that's your answer to global warming. The whole thing is absolute stupidity. It's a takeover most of the time through regulation and the regulatory agencies. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's all about money, and I just point out that if they truly believe it, they would have spent money on water storage here in California.
I think
if they
really
believed it, they would have prepared us, or they're just total failure at leadership in Sacramento. And who's been controlling Sacramento? The Democrats, the ones who are pushing this green agenda and climate change and global warming, but yet no storage to prepare for all of California. And what that does is it causes all these water districts to raise rates. So the people of California not only have paid for the Clean Water Acts, which should have been used for storage, they paid for that. Now they're paying again on increased rates because of the lack of leadership in Sacramento. So it's a double whammy there, what is happening.
Are you saying that there's no leadership in Sacramento?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Am I saying there's... Yeah. Well, on this issue alone, it shows the hypocrisy on... they're arguing on one point that they believe in climate change and global warming, and then on the other point, on all the Clean Water Acts that have passed and the people are still paying for, they're not willing to put their money where their mouth is, saying, and put more storage here in California. So, I thank you, and I thank you for your show. I appreciate being able to speak my mind.
All right, thanks, Todd. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
and he makes a good point, but that's across the board with everything. They don't really care. They really don't want to change anything or clean the air up or the water or anything else.
The global warming is happening. Give me all your money. Everybody be happy.
Just sign everything over to me. Give me your cars,
your money.
Property.
Everybody be happy.
Yeah.
No. I be happy and nobody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what's going
because,
on.
Because, like he says, no matter what.
He's that miserable moose and squirrel. Yeah.
I mean, that's really what's going on. I mean, you know, any thinking person can see that they're using this and they're using it as a diversion to get more money and power in the government and these rubes, these useful idiots out there. I mean, maybe there is global warming. So give up all your cars, move into a rabbit hutch in a city, you know, let the world government take all your sovereignty away so you can move into a little rabbit hutch down there by the bay in San Francisco or Oakland, and we can all sing Kumbaya. There's no racism.
And we'll use your kids as test things for CARB. Did you see where they put the diesel fumes up the kids' nose in L.A. or something for CARB?
No, I missed that. Missed that one.
Yeah, they were using them as guinea pigs, basically.
They talked about that for the second half of State of Jefferson this morning. A reporter from the Washington Times broke that story. And
see, I forget whether we're extremists because we're telling what they're doing and what they're saying. Are we extremists for telling it, or are we extremists for not
exposing
for not believing it? I'm not sure which part of the extremist thing that we are.
This stuff is straight out of Nazi Germany, what you're talking about, and it's sounds like the excrement is going to hit the fan, if you will.
Who is this man? You know, I mean,
and it's true.
So we got Jerry Hochstetter in the Capitol, and I'm not sure who we got in the White House. I don't think anybody really knows at this point. You know, some guy named Barack Hussein Obama, and he couldn't be. He's for America. He was.
Well, yeah, sure he is.
Yeah, all of the things that he's done has indicated that he's believes in the American way. That's why he's circumvented all the rule of law, lied about everything, you know, sent arms to Syria. I guess we got 1 minute to the break, and I'm just ranting because I'm an extremist because I believe in freedom and keeping our money and working hard and producing things so that everybody's standard of living goes up. I'm just an extremist,
You don't believe what they tell you? You have to just do the opposite. whatever they say, think the opposite and you might come out halfway decent.
Well, either that or you can just go lockstep right down the road to socialism because that's what's good for everybody. I want my free phone.
Well, I hate to let you know, I'm not getting on the train, so.
Yeah, as long as I get my free phone and food stamps, I don't care if I'm in a prison
camp. Yeah, what people don't realize is what happens, you know, just saying when they decide not to give you your free phone or your paycheck or whatever it is.
I won't.
At some point, you know, they go, hey, we don't like you anymore.
I'm not going to take that. If they don't give me my free phone, I'm rioting. And I'm going to blame it on the Tea Party. Or maybe, you know, if I don't get my ball filled in Reading, I'm going to blame it on the Tea Party. Just saying.
I think we have some callers on the line with that. I don't know if we need to go to a break first and then...
Your call. I've got two calls here, or we can take
a
break.
How about we take one before the break and one after the break? How's that work?
I thought I was in charge. Never mind.
Redistribution of calls. Okay, line two is first. Gary from Reading.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Mark. I have a puzzle for both of you and our listeners, and I'll give you the answers later. The McConnell Four, and you know who the McConnell Four are. That'd be Melissa McConnell, Francie McConnell, Kristen McConnell, and Brent McConnell of our city council.
Oh.
And that group is called OOPS. The acronym for them is OOPS. That's OOPS. Now, I'll give you one clue, and you figure out the rest of it. The first word is obtuse. Most people know the meaning of obtuse. What are the next three? That's obtuse, and then an O, and then a P, and then an S. And all four words have to do with politics, and the city council, since November, this city council has been guilty of all four of these at different things, either individually or as a group. So, again, the city council is called OOPS.
None of these letters that stand for a word would have anything to do with, crap, would it?
Would it have anything to do with what, please?
Crap.
Crap?
Somewhat, yes. It's a nice way of saying what you do, but it's kind of fun. I think the playing course being, retired English teacher, I play with this. But again, the first word is obtuse, and then O-P-S for oops, and that's what we'll be saying about the city council as bankruptcy looms.
All right, Gary.
Wow,
you'll have to fill us in on that. Let's go to the break, and then we'll come back with the other caller. Were you going to tell us today, Gary, or do we?
No. I want you to play with this, and I'll let you know on another call or at the tea party.
So all right, very good.
Okay.
And thanks for all of what you're doing.
All right,
thanks for calling in. And with that, we'll go to a break. And again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care?
Hi, I used to deliver groceries to your local store, but now I have clean air. I used to have a job, but now I have clean air. I used to have a home, but now I have clean air. I used to have a family and a bank account, but now I have clean air. All thanks to the California Air Resources Board. I don't have to worry about any of those things, and I have all the clean air I can breathe. Thanks, CARB. If this sounds as ridiculous to you as it does to us, join the Stand and Fight Club at standandfightclubinc.com and get in the fight now.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I think we just returned this whole global warming thing.
I'm just saying, can we resend them back to wherever? I think
that's what I'm going to do with when they send me a bill for the taxes that I'm supposed to pay. Hey, return to sender, address unknown.
Yeah. Nobody here.
Okay, I think we have a caller on the line, and I do believe it's Terry. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here, and this probably supersedes anything you've got to talk about or anything that needs to be talked about. At least over the next week.
Okay.
Between 2003 and 2010, the EPA-backed experiments done at the University of Southern California and the University of California, Los Angeles, that exposed children aged 10 to 15 years old to diesel exhaust. They ran tubes up their nose. And
wow.
The air pollutant, which the EPA and the California Air Resources Board says has no safe exposure limit. Not only has the EPA been caught violating the letter and the spirit virtually of every national and international code, law, regulation for the protection of human subjects in medical experiments developed since World War II, said David Chenare, an attorney with the Energy and Environmental Law Institute. The group that has released the documents, they have done so in shocking style, abusing the most vulnerable people of all, children. Now, this is the kicker. Compounding the basic villainy of the experimentation itself, Chenery added, is that the USC UCLA researchers failed to warn the parents and the children how dangerous EPA and CARB had determined the diesel exhaust to be. So there was no informed consent as required by law. There you have it.
So where are you reading this from?
This is the Daily Caller.
This is the Daily Caller. So
yeah, it'll be out. It's on Facebook. It's already out there. As Red said, through the Freedom of Information Act, people have gotten this. They try to fight us tooth and nail and not getting it. If you're not outraged about this, if this to you, if you can accept this, then you're sick.
Yeah,
this is absolutely
this crosses all party
horrible.
Lines.
Yep.
And I wonder, and I'll bet you they didn't pick kids from Beverly Hills either. I'll bet you they picked kids right outside there. There were poor kids whose parents maybe needed a couple $100.
Well, they didn't even inform the parents, correct?
They did not, according to this article and this attorney, David Chenare. Chenare, they did not inform the parents, never even told them.
Yeah, so what else is going on with these people? I mean, this is just, I can't tell you how.
Well, it violated the Nuremberg Code. It violated that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, where is this in the press? Well,
yeah.
From what I understand, was it the Washington Post that someone emailed you and said had also put this out?
Red said it was the Washington Times.
The thing is that if you stop and you think about this kind of stuff, I mean, all for the sake of a high-speed rail for Dianne Feinstein's husband's company, I mean, this is, I don't know where people are going to draw the line, but I know this is going to get highly exposed all this week. I don't know where you folks out there draw the line on this stuff, but man, if, you know.
Well, if you didn't have the line drawn, you should have drawn it now.
You think?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling in, Terry. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Well, you know, it's like I read the quote here, society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is a necessary evil. In its worst state, it's an intolerable one. And, you know, that really hits home, and people got to realize that government is essentially evil, okay? It does some good things, too, but the problem is the more power you give it, the worse it gets.
That's right.
And that's why the founding fathers said that you need to have limited government. With that, we're at the end of the show, and we have to go, and I'm going to just get my quote in here. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this has been Sovereign Minds on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Morph into a significant snowstorm, perhaps the first for the winter in the Northeast. It'll start tonight, but it will carry on.
Really, for the Northeast, we're looking at mainly a Monday into Tuesday event. In fact, it might even linger through Tuesday night.
Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service. The weather comes on the heels of a weekend storm that brought rain, snow, and sleet to the same areas. This new one, though, is bigger. Blizzard-like conditions expected, could drop a foot or more of snow throughout New England. Crews continue to restore power today to thousands of Southern California customers who lost their electricity during fierce Santa Ana winds, gusting as high as 89 miles per hour yesterday. The winds are dying down today, leaving behind toppled trees and power poles.